Bobby nodded. It's possible. In any case, Oliver read the address and sent me the glove. Said he saw no need to put an old fielder's mitt through probate. He mostly wanted me to know that Sully had died, if I didn't know already. And there was going to be a memorial service in Harwich, I believe he wanted me to come so he could hear the story of the glove. I couldn't help him much with that, though.
Carol, are you sure, Willie?
I saw him wearing it. I told him to give it back so I could send it to you, but he wouldn't.
You suppose he gave it to Sully John later?
We must have. Yet it did not ring true to her, somehow. She felt the truth must be stranger than that. Willie's attitude to the glove itself had been strange, although she could no longer exactly remember how. Anyway, he said, tapping the address on the heel of the glove, that's Ted's printing, I'm sure it is. Then I put my hand up inside the glove and I found something. It's really why I came. He reached into the gym bag a third time. The redness was going out of the light now. The remains of the day were a fading pink, the color of wild roses. The radio, still lying in the grass, played Don't You Just Know It by Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns. Bobby brought out a crumpled piece of paper. It had been stained in a couple of places by the glove's sweaty innards, but otherwise it looked remarkably white and fresh. He handed it to Carol. She held it up to the light and slightly away from her face. Her eyes, Bobby saw, were not as good as they once had been. It's the title page from a book, she said and then laughed. Lord of the Flies? Bobby, your favorite. Look at the bottom, he said. Read what's there. Faber and Faber Limited, 24 Russell Square, London. She looked at him questioningly. It's from the Faber paperback edition published in 1960, Bobby said. That's on the back, but look at it, Carol. It looks brand new. I think the book this page came from might have been in 1960, only weeks ago. Not the glove. That's a lot more beat up than when I found it, but the title page. Bobby, not all old books turn yellow if they're kept well. Even an old paperback might turn it over, he said. Take a look at the other side.